Dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Happy August, and I hope it's been good for you all so far. It's not a very nice Wednesday afternoon, but that is all right because you are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news, live from the beautiful city of Vancouver on the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon from home, the road, from work, wherever you are today. Thank you for being here. And today, of course, it is August 5th. We are now into the generally accepted last month of the summer. Time flies when you're having fun, but don't worry, there's still a few weeks left. Let's make the most out of it and start off with some Asian music. First up from South Korea, a fairly recent release. It's by a rather fresh girl group called G-Friend. Not sure what the G stands for, but in Korean they're called 여자친구, which translates literally to girlfriend. So take it for what it is. Think of it what you will. Their song is called Me Gustas Tú, which is Spanish for I Like You. Judging by the title alone, it's fairly easy to tell what this song is going to be about. Two is better than one. Hearts aflutter, liking this one person and hoping to find the courage to confess to them. Typical Korean girl group fare. However, I chose this song because I noticed that G-Friend, especially with this one, seemed to be more or less following where A-Pink left off. A-Pink being known for their upbeat, cheery, very innocent, preppy sound and style, they deviated from that, and not really for the better, and G-Friend is kind of the follow-up to that. However, G-Friend suffers from the same drawbacks that many groups like them suffer, such as having one person stand out in terms of vocals, one person who is quote-unquote center of attention, though I must say they are game changers already. No more K-pop English, it's now Spanish. Let's check it out now, G-Friend, Me Gustas Tú.
Yeah.
That was G-Friend with Me Gustas Tu, the new game changers of Korean music right there, for their use of Spanish over English in their song, definitely filling the void left behind by A-Pink. Now that they've left the upbeat girlish songs behind, G-Friend are still new to the industry, so it's hard to tell where they'll go from here, but we wish them success, right? Next up, I have a song from a Mandarin music king and the newest judge on The Voice of China, Jay Chow. Today's throwback, it is off his 2007 album On the Run called Wo Bu Pei, or I'm Not Worthy. It features his old R&B sound, which back then was really not that common and is even less so now. With this track, he's singing to the lady that he loves, telling her essentially that she deserves better. He knows what she wants, all the comforts that come with being in a relationship, all the intimacy, just someone to be with. He confesses that he can't be the one to give her that. She leaves and he finds himself unable to turn it all back and try to make it better. He says in the end that he's not worthy. This song was composed by Jay himself, though it is rare to find one of his songs that he doesn't compose himself. And the lyrics penned for him by his longtime collaborator and one of the most respected lyricists of the past decade, Vincent Fong. Jay Chow, I'm Not Worthy, coming up next.
Yeah. 上太拥挤，太多人又秘密，玻璃上有雾气在被隐藏进过去，你脸上的情绪在滚滚的苍蝇，这伤痛太过完全都不会跟着你，这日子不再绿又斑驳了几句，剩下半空回忆的活在大房子里，电影院的座椅隔遥远的距离，感情没有对手戏，你跟自己下棋还来不及自己写下你的关系，描述我如何爱你，你却微笑的离我而去，这感觉已经不对，我努力在挽回，一些些应该体贴的感觉我没给你，都追随的愿望更卑微，再多些是我孤立，你不过要认为，哦，这感觉已经不对，我最后才了解，一页页不忍翻阅的情节你考虑，你莫非为我掉过几次泪，多憔悴，而我心思你受罪，你的美我不配，
Jay Chou with I'm Not Worthy. Jay is one of the few artists in Chinese music that really know how to do the R&B sound well. Just to go back to something mentioned earlier, Jay is now a judge on China's version of The Voice, joining the judges panel just this year. Whoever chooses to join his team are definitely going to have an unbelievable opportunity, not just to learn from one of the industry's most popular singers, but also one of the best composers. Moving on, I hope you're all ready for a ballad done right. It's by Hong Kong-based singer-songwriter Jim. Her single, One Way Road, or 单行的轨道 in Mandarin. This is another song that she wrote and composed on her own. And it's really different from her usual fare. The song is much more restrained than the songs she usually sings. For me, describing it with one word, I would honestly call it sultry. Not because it's that type of song, more just the overall vibe. It's not fancy in any way, focused mostly on the piano to put more emphasis on her singing. It has a bit of a jazz feel to it, actually. The title of the song will actually literally translated would be more like one-way tracks, talking specifically about railroad tracks. She sings about how trains just thunder along, they can't stop easily or whenever they want. She compares herself to a train, not fearing the road ahead, just always going forward and never looking back. But now things are different than they were before, and she finds herself wanting to turn back, but unable to. She's on a one-way road, and she can only go where it takes her now. So this song actually, once again, was written from her own experiences, from her own life story, kind of just her struggles with love and relationship. And of course, like many artists will say, the best songs always come from the bad experiences in life, never really the good ones. So let's check it out. Jem with One Way Road.
前进必须沿着轨道，感 睡着记号，望平淡或热闹，每一辆火车是累了就随时能停靠，我迈向目标却又想要逃，我从来不害怕天崩或者地塌，我其实活得很潇洒，我每天都重新出发，可是我不快乐，真的不快乐，每天走到同样的分岔，可是我并没有试着，这是一条崭新的轨道，我已经退不了后路，退不掉最无表情的微笑，走在一条崭新的轨道，铁路决定了命运，决定我每一步都脱离不了担心的轨道，担心的轨道，头顶有蓝天，身边有微风轻轻拥抱，为什么烦恼还仰望不着，每一辆火车穿山越岭该值得骄傲，但谁听得到我的爱好，我从来不害怕天崩或者地塌，我其实活得很潇洒，我每天都重新出发，可是我不快乐，真的不快乐，每天走到同样的分岔，可是我并没有选择，这是一条崭新的轨道，我已经退
as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
When I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
When My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break, we heard Gems, One Way Road, vocals and musicality on point as always. And what I've always loved about her singing is really how expressive it is, how she really conveys the emotion and feel of a song just through her singing, especially on a song with a simpler instrumental. No doubt one of Chinese music's best voices. Next up, I have an obligatory summer song. It's by Korean-American recording artist Jay Park, his latest single, My Last, which features his AOMG label mates Loco and Gray. Jay raps on this track, but he finally returned to his roots as a singer and does the chorus of the song, and Loco takes the second verse and Gray takes the third. The idea behind the song is meeting this one girl who just amazes them. Amazing looks, amazing personality. They talk about how they've met so many girls, dated quite a few, but none of them are quite like this one girl. This girl just gives them life, makes them want to get up and do anything for her. She could be the last, which is the overall message being conveyed in the song. Funny line, actually, is during Jay's verse. He talks about meeting idols, models, and actresses and being amazed at having not been caught by Dispatch, which is a site in Korea that always seems to be able to catch dating idols whenever they see it, whenever they go out and about and do their couple business. The song was produced by Jay's longtime friend and collaborator and fellow member of AOMG and the Art of Movement B-Boy crew, Cha-Cha Malone. That's coming up next, and afterwards we'll have our special Canadian Artist of the Week, Toronto-based rapper Jay Rise with the song Clutch featuring Flash. Let's check it out. Jay Park, Loco, and Gray with My Last.
Cha-Cha. You are so beautiful. 나는 얼굴, 몸에 그리고 성격까지 10점 만점에 10점이어서 내가 열나지 너무 하트 Girl goddamn 내 맘에 너무 들어서 흥분이 못 가라앉지 여자가 너무 많아지나 나한테 모두 다 너무나 좋은 쪽이지만 모델, 아이돌, 연기자 Oh my god Dispatch한테 안 걸린 게 다행이야 Oh no 너랑 과거는 싹 잊게 돼 벌고 매 나가지 않고 네 옆에 있게 돼 Won't you now in my bed every day I'm chillin' it Girl with you every day I feel like a billionaire 명품 가방을 굳이 안 매도 돼서 명품 가방만 사주고 싶은 여자 Show me the money 생기기 한참 전부터 원래 힙합을 좋아하던 여자 Yo.
You are so beautiful 나를 쳐다보며 위로 올라가는 입과 긴 다리 위에 누른 짧지 않은 치마 어딜 가든 손잡고 걸어 난 괜찮으니까 아침에 눈꺼풀보다 무거운 내 엉덩이가 벌떡 들어지는 이유 다른 여자 앞에서 보기보다 많이 두꺼운 내 얼굴이 쉽게 부러지는 이유 아직도 신기해 이런 상황이 첫 번째는 아니지만 진짜 마지막이 될 수 있을 것 같아 이건 내 가사지 무슨 말이냐면 나의 진짜 이야기 의심하지 마 내 과거는 다 신경 쓰지 마 지금 내일을 같이 준비하기에도 시간은 충분히 부족하니까 더는 신경 안 쓰여 너의 아는 오빠다
hey. You are so beautiful,
beautiful baby.
너는 특별해
Come on,
that's
my first,
but
my last,
I need
that my first, but my last. so beautiful. 그냥 일단 난 믿어봐 눈을 감아 너를 갖고 싶어 하고 싶어 나의 마지막 기대줘 승리의 여신 just do it now.
You are so beautiful. You're so beautiful.
Nigga, I'm so clutch. I come through to the city, tryna get it, and I'm feeling like Diddy.
Nigga, I'm so clutch.
The whole week was so busy, needed a night out, and the homies all with me.
Nigga, I'm so clutch.
I come through to the city, tryna get it, and I'm feeling like Diddy.
Nigga, I'm so clutch.
The whole week was so busy, needed a night out, and the homies all with me. Motherfucker, I'm so clutch.
So clutch.
Riding around that black coupe. I don't want your opinion, bitch. I didn't ask you.
No.
So why you talking about my name, ho? If my homie hit, I ain't fucking with the same hoes.
Nah.
Shit, I rap about hoes too much. But it ain't my fault if they wanna roll with us.
Yeah.
Hit up every club, everybody know what's up. LCH campaign, please vote for us. You should give a girl GPS tracker.
Nah.
Shit, I rapping like all these other shit rappers.
Damn.
The only difference is, yeah, I'm better. Ain't got yellow skin, got them all hooked like a fisherman. This is the type of track to get ignorant. Your heel 6 inches, bitch, you ain't innocent.
Nah.
Why you making these songs? I'm just being honest.
Honest.
Hit up a party, then you'll understand all the nonsense.
Nigga, I'm so clutch.
I come through to the city, tryna get it, and I'm feeling like Diddy.
Nigga, I'm so clutch.
The whole week was so busy, needed a night out, and the homies
nigga,
all with
I'm
me.
So clutch.
I come through to the city, tryna get it, and I'm feeling like
nigga,
Diddy.
I'm so clutch.
The whole week was so busy, needed a night out, and the homies all with me.
Yo, what up, ho? Where the function at? I tell your bitch, go forward and she bring it back. Turn my music up and let it vibe out. We up in this thing, hit him with the knockout. So rock on the right, Patron on the left. Bitch is going down, yeah, she the best. Yep, oh, you like what you doing? Stuck up on me, you ain't even got a clue. Shit, we turning up like heat. I ain't Halloween, but you in for a treat. Time to bring more, we on deck. You ain't gotta worry, so don't trip. Got my shades on, fresh like a mug. Man, I'm doing my thing, just show me love. You want me when I'm down with that? Back it up on me, make that ass clap. Nigga, I'm so clutch.
I come through to the city, tryna get it, and I'm feeling like
nigga,
Diddy.
I'm so clutch.
The whole week was so busy, needed a night out, and the homies
nigga,
all with me.
I'm so clutch.
I come through to the city, tryna get it, and I'm feeling like
nigga,
Diddy.
I'm so clutch.
The whole week was so busy, needed a night out, and the homies all with me.
All right, that was Jay Park featuring Loco and Gray with My Last, and right after that was Jay Rise featuring Flash with Clutch off Jay Rise's 2014 mixtape In Timely Fashion. Clutch, just a really cool song for the party atmosphere, for the party setting, just something a little more hyped, just something to get us a little more pumped for what's to come next, because it is that time of the week where we catch up on some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world with Asian entertainment news. And first up, I have a rather morbid story from South Korea. And this actually happened last week, not within the past 7 days, but just specifically last week. From South Korea, Bangtan Boys' leader, Rap Monster, collecting death threats like there's no tomorrow. In an industry where fans and haters can get fairly scary, death threats targeting celebrities are by no means rare. However, it is different in South Korea than it is here in Canada and the U.S., as they're always taken very seriously here. Not to say that they're not taken seriously in South Korea, but it's because they're so common in South Korea that a lot of people brush it off because it is more than likely just a person lashing out in a very bad way. So about 2 weeks ago, Bangtan Boys, aka BTS were in New York for a concert with a planned fan interaction event after, which was canceled after a death threat was sent to leader Rap Monster. The cancellation was blamed on a tweet sent out by a user which contained a picture of a handgun and a message reading, "Just bought my gun, it's about to go down, rest in peace Namjoon," which is Rap Monster's given name. Supposedly, it was in response to a colorist statement made by Ratmon when in Australia, saying how he couldn't find his fellow members V and J-Hope in the dark due to their darker complexions. That statement, of course, is even worse since he made it in English in Australia. However, the organizers of the event took the threat very seriously and the police were called to the venue. When realizing how much trouble they could be in, the poster immediately began backpedaling and saying it was all meant to be a joke and that their Twitter was hacked. Less than 2 weeks later, Rap Monster was again the target of a death threat, this time from Mexico. They were in Mexico, the Bangtan Boys were in Mexico for a concert, and another Twitter user posted a picture of a handgun with the attack. Quotes, they gave a bit of a lot of these pictures contain these interesting quotes. Got Ratmon a present for the concert. Let's say the show is going to end with a bang. Hashtag BTS in Mexico. And another one, Ratmon will never make it back to his hotel. I have a present for Ratmon, which I'm sure everyone will enjoy. Rap Monster is going to go bang bang at the show, TRB in Mexico. So this time the person actually claimed that they were not trolling for attention and that they were actually going to follow up. It is unknown at this time if the event was canceled in response to this particular incident. However, I must say that stuff like this definitely not cool no matter where you're from. Threatening human life is not a joke at all. And it just seems like some people just don't really know how to express their anger regarding some things like this. However, I will keep you updated on this situation as I doubt this will be the first time we'll ever hear about this sort of specific incident. Moving on, though, something from China, or at least the Chinese language industry. 60-year-old Kung Fu action star Jackie Chan says he will not be retiring from action movies anytime soon. He made these remarks while promoting his latest film, Dragon Blade, in Beijing. He stated, "If Stallone and Schwarzenegger can fight, I can still fight. Movies are not like UFC and boxing. We can do so many. Right now, of course, I need some doubles, special effects, and camera angles to help me do all the action. I think action, for me, is still easy." Dragon Blade has cost $65 million for production, and the plot of the movie is set 2,000 years ago in China, or at least along the Silk Road area, centering around Chinese forces and Roman soldiers coming together to protect the Silk Road, based on the possible legend, the legend that Roman soldiers had somehow made their way into Western China. And there's actually a specific area in China which is believed to have many people who are descended from the ancient Romans because they have eye colors that are associated more commonly with the European genetics, such as green and blue, and also more aquiline noses. So he says that he aims to really send out a theme of peace throughout the movie. "I tried to make this kind of movie long, long time ago. If you see my older movies, even Rumble in the Bronx and 12 Zodiac, it's about peace. Everything is about peace, especially these days, Japan, China, India, and America, the kind of things that have happened, so it is about time to make a movie to show the world. I think everybody has a responsibility to do something for peace." The movie also stars Hollywood big names John Cusack and Adrian Brody, and it will be opening in American theaters on September 4th. So fans of Jackie Chan, do not fret, because he is still going to be around for a very, very long time. He's not going anywhere, but for now, he does need to take some time and just, I think he really needs the time to really just take care of himself, take care of his body, and hopefully we still get to see more from him in the near future. That will actually do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next week when we check out some more news stories from the Asian entertainment world. But for now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have more music on Asian Wave 101. Don't go anywhere.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to citr.ca.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101, and right now I have a song from an industry that isn't always talked about on this show, but always deserving of some love. It's from Japan, and it's by an absolute J-pop queen called Namie Amuro. Now, she debuted well over 20 years ago at the age of 14, and to this day, she still remains as one of the top-selling, biggest names in the Japanese music industry. She actually went by several titles throughout her career, including Teen Queen, Queen of J-pop, and Japanese Madonna. So, she originally debuted as part of a girl group at the tender age of 14, and she had a few moments in her career where it's kind of like massive popularity and then declining popularity. In between that, she actually got married. She was dealing with some personal issues. She had a baby as well. And then in 2007 and to about 2009, she had this time where she just, her popularity just came skyrocketing back, and she has maintained that to this day. One of the very few idols, specifically idols, who's managed to maintain their relevancy more than 5 years into their career. So shots fired right there, you know? So the song that I have from her today is called Golden Touch, and it's from her latest studio album, her 12th overall album, Genic. And the song is called Golden Touch. To put it simply, the song is all about meeting this one person who just has that special something, I guess you could say. Just to read some of the lyrics from the song: light me up, love me down, make me shine, ain't nobody else can love me like that. So you kind of know where this is going here. She's definitely a trendsetter. She started a fairly notable fashion trend in Japan called the Ganguro fashion, and she's known for having this specific style that's been mimicked to this day. So that's coming up next, Namie Amuro with Golden Touch. And funnily enough, the first time I actually ever heard about her was when she worked with Jolin Tsai from Taiwan, but that's another discussion for another time. Golden Touch, Namie Amuro, coming up next.
Yeah.
Namie Amuro with Golden Touch. Very good song, especially for the summer. It's that, not really generic, but it's that obligatory summer song that every person has to do whenever they're releasing a new album within the summer months. And definitely, definitely go and check out more of her. She's a very talented singer and a very talented dancer. So definitely want to check out some more of her work. And if you like some cross-cultural collaborations, that sort of thing, you can check out the song that she did with Jolien Tsai. The music video is up on YouTube, and you can find all of her stuff on iTunes and other websites where you can get it all legally. Moving on, though, I have a song from South Korea, and it's by boy band Super Junior. And this is actually the first time that I've played a song specifically by Super Junior rather than one of their subgroups or one of their smaller unions. The idea behind Super Junior actually was that when they debuted in 2005, they were meant to be a group with a rotating roster. So when they debuted in 2005, they were actually called Super Junior 05 for being the first incarnation, if you will, of this group. And then once that period was over, they'd rotate all of them out and bring in some new ones. However, the popularity actually stuck, and they decided to keep the original lineup as the one and only, originally 12 members, and then later, a year after their debut, they added a 13th member, and that was the lineup that stayed for most of their career afterwards, including up to the highest point, their apex of their popularity in 2009. So this group has been through a few lineup changes, members leaving, members going on hiatuses, still officially being considered part of the group, but also going on to other activities. And of course, they've had members that had to leave to complete their mandatory military service. So this one is the album released in 2015, just this year, and it's the first one to actually, and it's one to feature 9 members, almost 10. We're actually dealing with 10 here because one member returned from the military, Yesung, and then another one left for the military, which is Sungmin. So they're going with 9 members on this one, and it's the one that marks the return of Hichar and Ituk, both of whom went to the military and came back last year. And the song is called Devil, and the idea behind this song is that they're talking about this girl who's pretty much just like sin. You get these moments of pleasure, but then these moments of kind of like this elation, these positive feelings, but then afterwards it just comes back to burn them, to harm them, and in the end it's not actually that much of a good thing. So the interesting thing about this is that this is actually definitely not a very pop sound from Super Junior at all. What it is, that it's actually very retro. It's hard to describe it, but you'll know when you hear it. So let's check it out now, Super Junior with Devil.
Hey,
That was Super Junior with Devil, warning us all to stay away from that person that you end up meeting. And if they just seem like sin in the sense that they're just going to maybe give you a couple good things, maybe a little bit of gratification, but then in the end they're going to come around and bite you when they ask, then you might not want to get too close with them because they are just the devil reincarnated, aren't they? Moving on, though, another song from South Korea. We have the Queen, BoA, with a song off her 2012 album, Only One, and it's called The Shadow. Now, this one has a bit more of a softer EDM sort of feel, and it's going more back to the focus on what her roots are, which is being a dancer more so than a singer, though not to say that she does not have tremendous vocal capabilities. The song The Shadow kind of derived from the idea that even after leaving a relationship, or even after leaving being any sort of situation where you could say that you loved another person, is that all the memories sort of kind of follow you around, kind of always there looking over your shoulder. It could be embracing you, it could be protecting you, and in the end, it's just that something that is essentially watching over you. I guess you could say it's kind of like a guardian angel in that regard. But let's check it out now. BoA with The Shadow from 2012's Only One coming up next. Queen Boa with The Shadow off her 2012 album Only One, something that's just going back to her roots as a dancer, as well as being a singer and just an all-around entertainer. She's been doing this for well over a decade, 15 years, in fact, since her debut in 2000. And it's just been an incredible journey watching her through all this time, developing from this fresh young to this fresh-faced young singer just starting in the industry to now the person who's absolutely at the top, branching out into China, into Japan, and even the United States. Definitely want to go and check out some more of her. That will actually take us to the last song of this week, and it's by Taiwanese singer Aaron Yan, and a song off his 2012 album The Moment, and it's called, bring it up here, and it's called 可能你还爱我, which means maybe you still love me. And this one, definitely not within the typical ballad, sort of pop ballady sound that a lot of these Chinese artists bring out. The idea behind this one is that it's quite simple. Maybe there are still some of these lingering feelings. Maybe there is something that is still there. The idea is that, of course, maybe there are still feelings, but both of them are just too afraid to admit it, because they're both afraid that they'll end up hurting each other all over again. So features very, very highly improved vocal since his days in Fahrenheit. And of course, it's always good to see improvement in any of these artists doing whatever it is that they are doing. And that will actually do it for this week's show. If you have any requests for me at all, be sure to send it to me at asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on today's news, including that particular bit about BTS's rap monster collecting that many death threats as if he was collecting taxes. All the same, send it to me, asianwave101@gmail.com. Coming up next is our weekly arts report. Jake is actually absent this week we have Jacob and Andy coming in to take up the slack and talk about some more interesting news from the local arts scene. That will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live from the beautiful city of Vancouver in the UBC campus, in our studio in the new sub building on unceded Musqueam territory for CITR 101.9 FM. Aaron Yan to play us out. Take care, everyone. Until next week. Peace.那么相信未知的未来，你的喜怒哀乐、习惯动作、头发味道、手心温度，我都记得，所以算是爱情吧。
沉默，什么也不说，因为怕我会难受，可能。 就算狼狈也不颤抖，呼吸再痛也不呼救，小心翼翼藏进我的心中。可能你还爱我，分手那天才没那么洒脱，是在提醒我你不是真离开我。可能你还爱我，分开之后还能常联络，却不曾提过，谁在你怀中、哦哦、可能还爱我。
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Double-crossing dames, two-bit heels, cold-blooded killers. That's right, the feverish, fatalistic world of film noir returns to the Cinematheque for another angst-filled August. This year's season features 12 hard-boiled classics, including The Blue Dahlia, Laura, Pick Up on South Street, and DOA. Don't miss the opening night on Friday, August 7th, with live music, a special introduction, and screenings of favorites, This Gun for Hire and Gilda. All ages welcome, 1131 Howe Street. For more info, visit thecinematheque.ca.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, world. Thanks for joining us today at CITR 101.9 FM. You have now landed at this week's Arts Report. Jake, unfortunately, is on vacation. He's out of town, so the job to pick up the slack here is taken on by myself, Jacob, and Andy over here.
Hi.
How are you doing, Andy?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, we've got a exciting and jam-packed show for you guys today. We're going to be talking a little bit about what's going on at the Vancouver Art Gallery. There are actually five exhibits ongoing there right now. That must be some kind of record. Lots of exciting stuff there. We're going to be talking a lot about King Lear and Bard on the Beach. Andy had a chance to attend that show, and he's going to give us a little bit of a review, share some thoughts on that. We'll get into that. And then I will be speaking about Collect Call, an indie rock band formed out of White Rock, British Columbia, just, I think, maybe 35 kilometers out of the heart of Vancouver. So we'll get into that, and then we'll talk about some of the events that are going on. Summer's winding down, but the city is just busy as ever. So we have lots to talk about today. So let's get into some of this art gallery stuff.
Art gallery stuff. So you went to art gallery. When was this? Last week?
I actually went a couple of days. What day is it today? It's Wednesday. I actually went yesterday. Wow.
Oh, yeah?
Every day is kind of blurring together. But yeah, like I said, there are five different exhibits on display at the Vancouver Art Gallery right now. And I'll just give a bit of a rundown on the five different kinds. We'll just review. So the first is entitled The Material Future, The Architecture of Herzog and de Meuron. And the Vancouver Gallery of Art. So this exhibit showcases several things. Firstly, it details the history of the Vancouver Art Gallery, so how the building has transformed over time and how it has become much more of an attraction in this thriving city in the Pacific Northwest. As we all know, the art gallery will be actually moving to a new location, and it will be entirely redesigned and reconstructed by the year 2021 by the European architecture firm Herzog and de Meuron. So it comes with no surprise that the second purpose of this exhibit is to showcase the various projects that this firm has undertaken in the past. In this way, the exhibit is able to not only kind of recount the history of what was and is the Vancouver Art Gallery in its present form, but it's also going to provide a bit of a glimpse into its exciting future. Now, the second exhibit, which is actually located on the first floor as well, it's just separated in kind of like the west and east wing. So on the east wing is the exhibit entitled Of Heaven and Earth, 500 Years of Italian Painting from Glasgow Museums. So the installation is organized in chronological order, working its way from the early 13th century Italian Gothic epoch artwork to the more realist pieces of the 19th century. The paintings were actually very suitably selected. Each section of the exhibit captures the essence of the time, whether it was the rich religious themes and imagery of the Gothic era or the chaos that was captured by paintings created at the time of the outbreak of the Black Plague. Another section managed to relay the glory of the Renaissance with beautiful selections from the likes of Botticelli. The exhibit is very concise, and it just has selections from a handful of selections from each time period, and it is able to clearly display not only the evolution, but truly the revolution of Italian and European art from the 13th to 19th centuries. Now, the third exhibit marks a departure from this kind of classic oil paintings that were seen or that can be seen in the Heaven and Earth exhibit, as this particular installation transports the audience into the more contemporary artistic world that is Geoffrey Farmer's imagination. This is an honest and intimate exhibit, and it really probes into the consciousness of individuals and challenges not only our understanding of the people around us, but it really challenges how we perceive ourselves as well. And so included in the exhibits are